fast. And always, when you're going through a long tunnel, anxiety comes along. And all you have to do to transform your hell into a paradise is to turn your fall into a voluntary act. I mean, it's a very interesting shift of perspective, and that's all it is. Joyful participation in the sorrows, and everything changes. Life throws up around us these temptations, these distractions. And the problem is to find the immovable center, and you can survive anything. And the myths will help you to do that. And this is the quest for the inner life that will enable you to float down the stream like a human being instead of just some babbit or robot in the hands of a political institution. And that's what I'm interested in bringing forward here. And I may not be changing the world, but I'm changing people. And that's what's necessary. That's what's got to be done. Finally, after this stage of experiences, which we have all had, the person has gone past his personal life into the life of transpersonal experiences, one comes to suddenly a stage of understanding it all. You can't talk about it, it's just the rapture of seeing and knowing what it's all about, and that it's good, and that it's great, and for all the pains and all that, nevertheless, it is as it is. And it is a marvel. And the pains and the pleasures are not the ends you live for, but just the rapture of this beholding. And finally, there's one stage still further beyond this one of symbolic rapture. It's that of a kind of metaphysical sense that you have struck the ground. And you have found the root of being.